Chapter 31. Phelan the satyr stood inside her tent, arms crossed over her chest with her bottom lip trembling. Her hoofed feet had worn a track in the dirt floor where she'd paced for hours. Her brother, Finlan, was dead. The Drakus, all of them, had been wiped out. And she'd have to answer to the High Priestess for it.
"But not just yet,"
she whispered, resuming her pacing. Everything had been going so well. She'd captured Nath Dragon, so she thought, and sent him straight to Selene. However, things had gone downward from there. The lock of hair from the man's head had withered away, leaving doubt whether or not it was Nath Dragon after all. If it wasn't, then certainly the report from Selene would not be good. But no bad news was forthcoming as of yet. However, she could feel trouble in her hooves.
"I hate dwarves,"
she snarled.
"And I'll kill them all."
It wouldn't be easy. Now, with the Drakus gone, the army she commanded had become loose in discipline. Many had deserted. Her authority had already been challenged before, but now she very thinly held command. She did hold command of her army, though. Although she was a woman, she was still stronger and quicker than most men. A half-orc had died horribly under her hooves, making him an example to others. A tall man in partial plate armor stepped inside her tent. His hair was braided, and he had a dark and swarthy look about him. He brought his heels together and nodded.
"I've rounded up a few deserters,"
he said.
"Hang them,"
she said. She grabbed her girdle off the planning table and buckled it on.
"Before the sun sets."
He nodded, and his eyes slid back and forth to hers.
"What is it?"
she said, aggravated.
"The troops are uneasy and keep asking about our orders. They fear craftiness of the dwarves, now that the Drakus are gone."
"The High Priestess wants the dwarves eliminated,"
she said, toying with the gem amulet around her neck.
"Tell them the death of the dwarves is their orders."
He nodded and said,
"Yes, Commander Phelan,"
and disappeared through the tent flap. Phelan rubbed the hair between her thorns. She'd lied about the High Priestess giving that order, but they didn't know that. She fingered the amulet. So long as she had the object that helped control the Drakus, she had some control. The soldiers didn't know what it did, and for now that would be enough.
"Fear the dwarves?"
she said.
"There's only a handful of them, and we're 100 strong. We'll get them soon enough."
"Oh!"
She jumped aside. The body of the tall man in partial plate armor burst through the tent flap and collapsed on the floor. He was dead. She pulled out her knife and backed away from the entrance. A scaly arm shoved the flap aside, and the hulking form of a Drakus stepped inside. Its beady eyes glowed like emeralds in their sockets. Great leathery wings were on its back, unlike on other Drakus. It glared at her and said,
"High Priestess demands a report."
Looking up at the towering figure, Phelan swallowed hard, her fingers wrapped around the amulet.
"Watch your tone with me, Drakus."
Its lips curled back over its fangs and it stepped forward, reached for her. She summoned the amulet's power. It wrapped its huge clawed paw around her neck.
"Your amulet does not work on me,"
it said, lifting her toes from the ground.
Only on those under its enchantment. Where are they, goat feet?"
Phelan didn't want to say. She'd rather die than admit the truth to the Drakus. The High Priestess would kill her anyway. She croaked out unintelligible words.
"What's that?"
it said.
and bear in mind, your answer will bear your life or death, and the High Priestess demands the truth."
It released her. She gasped for air and finally craned her neck upward.
"I've no choice but to be truthful. I hate that."
"Dead,"
she said, dejected.
"Dwarfs killed them. And my brother."
"Dwarfs?"
Its knuckles cracked.
"Dwarfs killed all the Drakus."
"Buried them in a mountain,"
she said.
"It was my foolish brother's fault."
It swatted her across the face, knocking her into the table and sprawling her on the tent floor. Her entire horned head rang. She shook it.
"You're responsible for this,"
it said.
"Not your dead brother. Unfortunate for them."
It came forward, flexing its layers of scaled muscles. Phelan had never feared death, or anything for that matter, until now. At this moment, death felt inevitable. She raised her arms and prepared to beg for mercy. But how does one receive mercy from the dead?
"Get up,"
it said.
"We've work to do."
"What?"
she said, rising to her hooved feet, heart jumping.
"Selene is pleased with your prisoner,"
the Drakus said.
"Come."
It disappeared through the tent flap.
"It was him. It was Nath Dragon. I did it."
She pumped her fist, held her chin high, and strode outside.
"Yes!"
She stopped in her tracks. A great shadow covered her. Her body trembled.
"Oh, my!"
A great bronze dragon leered down at her. Its great wings were black, and its dark tail swept the ground behind it. It was the one that had flown off with the cage that carried Nath Dragon in it. At least she thought it was. The winged Drakus stood facing her, with its back to the dragon.
"It could eat him in a single bite. Me as well."
Only the High Priestess had ever made her feel smaller.
"This dragon,"
the Drakus said, glancing back at the great creature.
"The High Priestess has sent to assist you with things. Myself as well.
And unlike the Drakus, I don't think the dwarfs will be able to bury this dragon."
"What kind of dragon is it?"
"The kind that crushes people."
"Dwarfen people?"
she asked.
"Like eggs."
The bronze dragon reared up its serpentine neck and let out an ear-splitting roar. Ears covered, Phelan smiled.